It's time to step inside the Iketagon with your host, Ike Feldman.
What's up, everybody? Your boy, Isaac Ike Feldman, is on the scene with a face that I'm trying to get more familiar with. I was at his Rockin' Fights a couple of fights ago. I believe he fought, took out the Argentinian fighter. No problem, got the job done. I believe it was your first fight back. You've been doing a lot, man. Some would say that I'm doing a lot raising kids, but you're juggling a full-time job, protecting and serving our Suffolk County community. You're also living the dream, chasing the dream of being a WBA world champion, WBC. You're the Continental WBA champion right now. But, man, it's a lot to squeeze into an intro. First and foremost, how you doing?
Doing good. Just in the gym, staying in shape, the usual. That's about it.
You're keeping the tool sharp, always training. Some people following your October win against Julio Rosa might have kind of sat on the laurels, kind of the new year, devoured ice cream for a week straight, but you're not. You're sharpening the tools. Talk to me what this period is for you, where no fight is scheduled and it's kind of just, I don't know. Take me through this time as a pro fighter. How is this for you?
I mean, I'm kind of used to it. Like, we go through it a lot, like, throughout, you know, early on in my career, not knowing when we were fighting next. Sometimes we would have dates lined up. It was kind of just staying in shape year-round. Now it's a little bit more intense, considering, like, the ranking now and now negotiating a bigger fight. Now money comes into play, where I'm fighting, the weight, who I'm fighting. So there's a lot more involved to it now. The typical staying in shape, but like now there's just so much more behind the scenes that we have to deal with.
I was just gonna say, is sponsorship opportunities opening? You know, you made it when you're on the Iketagon.
Yeah,
made it. Like, talk to me about behind the scenes. Like, is it like just overwhelming, or are you just able to like breathe in, breathe out? Like, how are you dealing with this, man? It's pretty awesome. You're representing Suffolk County, man. Joe Smith, Pryor. Obviously, we got the MMA guys holding it down. Brian Kelleher, Chris Wade.
Yeah.
Talking to Coach Kevin before. You guys aren't just boxers. You guys know the martial arts, combat sports community. Yeah. Oh, man. Like, it's pretty amazing what you're doing for our county. So, I don't know if you're feeling it, but I would be I'd be shaking in my boots if I was in your position.
It's been a lot. It's been a lot. You know, these last two fights, working a full-time job, and boxing is a full-time job in itself. So it has been a lot to handle. After the first fight, I thought I'd get used to it a little bit more, which I did, because I knew what to expect. But then last fight, I guess I was a little bit busier on the work side of it,
couldn't
being
tell,
a police
man.
Officer.
You couldn't tell.
So
I was exhausted just watching your performance.
I kind of felt it. It was mentally draining, physically draining. And then
main event too, right? And they built the
card.
Yeah,
the last two were the main events at the Paramount. And then now it's definitely overwhelming. Once the world ranking came out, and then just everything that comes with that, the what's next, and the whole police department knowing, and now a lot of just New York, Long Island, like the country in the boxing scene, like knows who I am. So it's been a lot this last 2 months since the fight.
What a Christmas gift, though, right? To, like, get that ranking. Pretty freaking incredible. Oh, man. And I commend you. My best friend, Joe Reyes, is a cop in the city. His cousin, one of my good friends, is also a cop in the city. College roommate is a cop now in the city. I commend you, man.
Thank you.
It's an intense job. And then for fun, you get punched in the face. It's pretty wild, man. Talk to me about the process of being a cop, because I took the police test in June. I understand why I didn't get the call back. I was tardy today. Like, I probably would have been tardy at the job. They would have told me I got a clean shave and everything.
Yeah.
But it takes a lot of discipline to put all this together and succeed. does this discipline come from Papa Vargas? Because your dad is like cleaned up. He's got the tracksuit, looking fresh, man. Yeah. I'm just assuming that he's there's a trickle down effect, like from Mr. Vargas to now the younger Vargas in the family.
Yeah, yeah. He's really old school, as you could tell. He's got the old school tracksuit going.
I love him.
Yeah, everyone loves his outfits. My mom too. They were both very on top of me and my sister, how we present ourselves, how we went about things. And I think it did transition into boxing. I think boxing did help me as well. And then it transitioned into being a police officer. You have to be clean cut. You have to be clean shaven every day for work. And if not, you won't get the job. And I enjoy that part of it. It's like you want to go play for the Yankees, you have to be clean cut. You have to have a haircut. If not, you could go elsewhere. So I like having that pride and how being in the Suffolk County Police Department, you have to present yourself in a certain way. And I enjoy being able to do that.
I agree. Again, we're being joined by Alex Vargas, 631 on Instagram, at Alex Vargas on Facebook. It just shows you he is old school with the Facebook, but new school thinking with the Instagram. I better not see you on TikTok.
No, never. You'll never catch me on TikTok. Can't stand it.
Oh, my God. You mentioned before that now the Academy knows about the success. Yeah. Is it like, and from what I've seen, like hanging around my boy who's a cop in the city with his friends, ball busting out the wazoo, man. Is it just like walking in there like big man on campus?
It's different. It's pretty neat. Like I said, I heard a police department was like a brotherhood and it was like a family. And then I really realized that after my first fight back. I mean, I was only on the job for about, you know, a year. And then I had so many people come out and support me. I've had, you know, pretty big names in the department talk about me and reach out. So it's cool to have an entire department behind me and me being able to represent them in a different way. Apparently, I was the first, like, professional athlete to compete and then represent the department. So that's pretty cool. And just being able to, like I said, represent them in a different way, in a positive way, I enjoy being able to do that. And then, of course, supporting me and allowing me to do that.
It's incredible, man. I see you as like an old school athlete. Didn't Joe DiMaggio like go to war? Didn't like Ted Williams have like a full-time job and playing baseball and everything?
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, fast forward to 2022 and 23, it's like, you're doing that, man. And with that comes, this is the quote Rogan. He says, soft times make soft men, hard times make hard men. A lot of people might have folded during the pandemic, fell back down into a hole, you know, like Netflix, Amazon, eat like crap, be on your couch. Like that's a very dangerous potentials there. But you did the opposite.
Yeah.
You've turned it up like to 10, like career. Second career. And I'm sorry I said you get punched in the face for fun. I was saying that as a joke, but obviously this is more than just a hobby. This is more than just like a weekend warrior. Dude, you're world freaking ranked. So to do all that is pretty amazing. Do you get a vacation?
I feel like I need one right now. Like I said, it's been a lot. It's been nonstop. It's kind of like within myself, it's never enough. I always want to accomplish something more, and that's constantly on my mind. So I think
that's
I do need a little
county mindset. I really believe like we're some of the hardest workers out there.
So I do think you need a break from time to time. After my last fight, I took a vacation and it was good. It kind of reset me. After this last fight, I went to work, I think 2 days later, and I've just been going to work and, you know, staying in the gym. I think I do need like a little break with no fight lined up, just to kind of like ease my mind, because like I said, it's been a lot lately. It is stressful. It is enjoyable, and it feels really good to have the world ranking that I have and getting the recognition that I have and all of these other things going on. But I also, it is stressful carrying all of that, and I kind of do want to relax and kind of like maybe take it in and enjoy myself a little bit more than just getting right to what's next kind of thing.
It's amazing. That's a wise perspective, because a lot of fighters would see that as like weakness. But I think I'm doing this article on the greatest heavyweights, and I'm now at Tyson Fury. You guys can question that pick on the all-time list. I added Joe Lewis. I threw in Ali, of course, Lennox Lewis, and a couple others. But I look at Tyson Fury and I'm like, what the hell did he do for the sport to transcend it? I'm like, you hear the Olympic guys like Evander Holyfield, you obviously know what Jack Johnson or Joe Lewis did or Muhammad Ali did, of course. But yeah. I'm like, what the hell did Tyson Fury yeah. did? And you know what he did when I thought about it? Talked about mental health.
Yeah.
Talked about giving the mind a break. He was 400 pounds, mm-hmm. drunk, deep yeah. in a bottle, like women of the night, like a complete mess.
Yeah.
And he's open about that.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, people in the past might have been like, I smell weakness on Alex talking about a yeah. break. And it's yeah. like, dude, that just shows me how secure you are, shows mm. me how confident you are, yeah. that you can talk about life is clicking on all cylinders, but I'm also human. Yeah. I respect that.
Thank you. And that is, that's how I was. I was nonstop. I was just training. You would think I was in training camp, be around. It actually hurt me more. And one person that I got really close with and we had a lot of camps together was Chris Haggiri.
Oh, yeah. So he looking good with the glasses, too. Yeah, he's pulling yeah. it off.
Oh, he's doing his thing. But he was the one that actually told me how he would take a break after each fight. Like, after all the training, he would go relax. And we all know Chris Haggiri is, like, one of the hardest workers out there. So when he told me that and he said he would go, you know, take a vacation after every fight, whether it was the Paramount or at the Barclays Center, whatever level it was, he got to a certain point in his career where he was like, I need it, and it helped me. And that's when I started doing it, and it helped me because I got to recover. My body got to relax. My mind got to relax. I never stopped training, but it wasn't to that extreme. Like, I kind of just had peace for a little bit. So that he was the one that put that in my mind, and it's been working.
That's a beautiful way to put it. You found peace. It sounds crazy, but it's like, I tell my wife this all the time. I'm like, I'm fighting for peace.
Yeah.
Like, I'm grinding for peace. And
yeah.
it's like, knowing us, it's like, we're going to get to that plateau. We're going to sit down and then we got to move again.
Yeah.
It's hard, man.
Yeah.
It's like, in my mind, I feel like the people from 100, 120 years ago that were grinding their way in the cities, like the gangs in New York times,
yeah.
they moved out to the island, and we still have that mindset
yep.
of like, it's never enough. Like, yeah. like somebody will be mowing their lawn and be like, oh, is my lawn as good as their lawn?
Yep,
like,
yep, exactly.
It never
exactly.
turns off.
Exactly. Never turns off.
It's amazing, man. And what never turns off is your work ethic, your positive energy. Talk to me. Have like younger fighters or fellow peers, like, have they reached out to you in person or DM or online? Just like commending you on what you're doing, because again, man, not only you're carrying yourself like a champion in the ring, but outside of the ring.
Yeah, I've gotten it's been neat, like, realizing the people that have reached out to me, from young boxers coming up that were saying, you know, hey, they want to do what I do in the boxing ring, or they also want to be a police officer and be able to do both. And then I've had actually other police departments, I think like Vegas Police Department, a few different states that have reached out, and they're like, hey, we see what you're doing. Can we send you like a patch or a t-shirt of our department? It'd be pretty cool to, you know, we see what you're doing and representing just police in general, which, so it kind of makes me realize, like,
are the precincts bidding for you? I don't see any logos, no brands. Come on.
Nothing
precinct
yet.
Four, step
precinct,
it up.
Precinct, the second precinct is what I rock. That's where I'm at. But it's neat getting, like, realizing the recognition, because it makes you realize how the hard work has paid off, and people are noticing it, whether it's in New York or whether it's a little kid or an older gentleman or different police departments, just that I'm actually touching these different people. It's pretty cool.
Incredible, incredible. You almost slipped there and said, I'm touching these kids.
Yeah, that would have been terrible. That would have been bad.
We're ball busting. We keep it serious, yeah. but it's also light, man. I feel like my grandfather, who was, like, in, like, North Korea wars and stuff, he said, like, you could tell the person that you want to be in the foxhole with, because they can keep things light. You know,
yeah,
you don't want to
yeah.
be around somebody who's, like, when it gets tense,
yeah.
you're like, that person's going to blow us all up
yeah,
and we're
exactly,
together.
Exactly.
Like, so, again, getting deep, but we're also keeping it light. Putting on the dreaming hat and putting it backwards, what's the dream arena for you to fight in?
Dream arena. I think it would be MSG, the main venue.
I was gonna, yeah.
I fought at MSG as an amateur in
Golden Gloves. I forgot to bring that up.
In the theater.
Modest,
but
it's modest.
Different as a pro to be in that main venue, the big venue, being, you know, in the pro ring doing it. it's a whole different feeling. I mean, I'm lucky enough to have had fought there as an amateur, but now I want to do it as a pro, and do it in as an amateur and a pro would be pretty cool.
Did you win the gloves or did you win the ringmaster?
So I saw it change. So I won the golden gloves. That was at the Barclays Center the first year they did it there, the first year it opened.
Wow.
Which was kind of cool. I wanted the history at MSG, but it was also cool to open up the Barclays pretty much with, like, I think it was like the first boxing event there.
Wow, when it before opened. Deontay and Brazil before, and all
I
those
I think
guys?
It was before they even had like a pro event there. Or maybe, yeah, I think the first pro event was the week after. And it was like, wow. Danny Garcia against Zab Judah. I think I went to that. And then...
Did like, they bring you into the ring to announce, like, our Golden Glove winners?
Yeah. Yeah, it was... That night it was... they did something, I remember. It wasn't getting announced into the ring. That would have been cool, though. But, and then, yeah, a few years later, for the Ringmaster, I went and fought at MSG in the theater.
Amazing. Amazing. Man, if Nassau or Belmont, if they did boxing, if they got into it, that'd be pretty cool. You'd be on Long Island. You'd be representing.
Yeah.
Keeping the dream hat on and turn back. Who is an idol that you would love to turn into a rival?
Idol that I would love to turn into a rival. It's a tough one. I'm trying to think of who. Like, someone that's still fighting, I'm trying to think of.
Prominent name, somebody you want to lay mitts on that you're, like, out of respect. You know how, like, the samurai code, they're like, yeah. I want to kill you because
I respect you. If it was out of respect, and someone I've been working with since before he became a world champion was Richard Comey.
Okay,
You know, just a class act. Great person, great fighter. Obviously, I think two-time world champion. And I love the guy. We've gone to war for years in the ring, and I helped him get ready for his first world title. He helped me get ready for my WBA title, my last fight. So I would be, it's not something I would want to do, but out of respect, that would be someone I would love to get in the ring with, and you know, and maybe down the road, like me with someone else that's coming up, they could do the same thing. And whether it's like the passing of the torch kind of thing, you see that in boxing all the time. I think Richard Comey, but it's all love with him. I have no hard feelings towards him. He's an amazing person.
Incredible. Again, Alex Vargas, 631 on Instagram, at Alex Vargas on Facebook. My final thing, how important is it for a police officer to have combat experience, whether it be boxing, jiu-jitsu? Personally, with seeing my friend who's fought in boxing amateur level, who's wrestled in high school, he's like one of the most confident dude. And I'm like, that's the person that I want on the front line. Yeah. Somebody who's not going to go to the side like when things get heated. It's like, do you feel that? I'm sure you felt it going out to Public House and Patchogue, meatball player, shout outs to Patchogue. But it's like, when things get heated, you're not going in the tank. Like you're confident. And I think, what better job to have that type of confidence than being a police officer?
Yeah, I think that's one of the biggest things, being a police officer. I think that if you're trained in like you said, jiu-jitsu, boxing, whatever the case is, wrestling, you have that confidence and you're not gonna get nervous right away. I think a lot of the people that I know that are on the job that do have a fighting background are the calmer ones, and when a situation kind of gets a little bit hectic, like, they're the ones that are trying to calm it down, talk people out of it. They call it verbal judo, and they're usually the best ones at it because they don't want to have problems, but it's also like the energy they give off because they are confident in what they're capable of if something did go south. So I feel a lot of these guys, like, when you show up on the call, like, you're giving off an energy, you're giving off a presence to these guys that they're like, all right, I really don't want to mess with this guy. But some people that maybe aren't trained in any fighting, they'll know what it's like to be in that situation. And like you said, you could reach for, you know, a weapon quicker than you have to because of nerves and you're not sure how things will go. We actually just had the situation the other day at work where it was like...
Were you allowed to disclose this?
Yeah, it was. I'm not going into detail, but it was like four of us, and they were all actually like trained in some aspect of fighting, and it was just talking for trying to talk the individual out of whatever they want to do, and then it did get a little bit hands-on, but it was controlled right away. Like, no one got hurt just because everyone knew what they were doing and were so calm that it didn't turn into what could have been a mess. Like, we see happens a lot. So you have the right people. If something does go south, they end up controlling
those
the guy.
Those are the things that need to be recorded and posted. It's everybody says, oh, the one bad egg. It's less than one bad egg. It'd be like one in like tens of millions of eggs. Like,
yeah, they ruin it for a lot of people. There are a lot of amazing cops out there. And like I said, I was surrounded by a great group that no one got hurt. Not a single person didn't get hurt because the situation was diffused so fast. So, I, like you said, I think having the fighting background, I think it should be pushed more into the job because people often look at it as like, oh, if you're a trained fighter, that's what you're going to go to right away. I'm like, I think it's the opposite. I think you stay calm. I think you're confident in what you do, that you won't go that route. But if you have to, it'll go smoother and people won't get hurt.
Exactly, exactly. I'm sure you've seen it, like somebody who doesn't know what they're doing. Yeah. You've probably seen the school fight videos or the street fight videos. It's horrible.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God. But again, Alex Vargas, I appreciate your time. My final thing, man, I don't know if you dreamed it, but now you're in this position. You are a role model, man. Are you prepared for everything that comes with that?
Like I said, it's been a lot. And realizing I have turned into like a role model for some people. But I do like it because it gives me something to look forward to. It gives me motivation to be the best person I can be.
Can't pick your nose when you're in traffic now.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. It keeps you on your toes. It makes you not want to fall off. Just keep being the best person you could be. Be on point constantly. Like you said, be clean cut constantly just to be that role model that, you know, because we all have role models that kind of fell off at one point and it was like, oh, what happened to them? And I don't want to be that guy. I want to be the guy that stayed on point his entire life and people could say that about and look up to me.
Sleep as much as you can. I remember with us growing up, it was the best never rest. Sleep is for the broke. Sleep is for the weak.
Yeah.
And now you hear about LeBron, RP Kobe, he talked about like they pay so many $1 million and they realize it's just sleep.
Yeah,
like, you got it. It's the only thing that recovers.
Yeah, exactly.
But God bless you, man. Thank you for your service. Thank you for your service in the ring. You are wearing many hats and you are wearing it well. You are kicking ass on the force. Hopefully not that much ass, but you're kicking ass in the ring. Undefeated WBA Continental champion. Top-ranked WBA fighter in the world. Oh, my God. Sky's the limit. I'm glad I could catch you now. Just when you're driving by in your, what would it be, the police parade, man? I'll wave to you.
I'll wave back.
Good luck on everything. Thank you. Congrats on your success.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Now we got to shake on camera. People see it. Later, brother.
Peace.